6:30, late Mar of 9:15, Tuesday today at 9:30, or tomorrow morning at 7 o'clock.
Thank you. Good morning. We skip ahead, seeing as Rosh Hashanah will be a week from today. We're going to skip the rest of Hilchos El Olam, please God bli neder, we'll get back to that next year. But we're going to start with Hilchot Rosh Hashanah. And we open with what amounts to a balancing of seasonal theology and liturgical arithmetic. B'chol ha-kaddishim she'omrim Rosh Hashanah ad Yom Kippurim, and all the kaddishes that we say between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, the Sarasim Echiva, koflin tevat le'ela, we double the word, and this, of course, for every chazan is the bane of their existence, because you have to get used to all sorts of liturgical shifts, and saying le'ela, we say it twice, le'ela, le'ela. V'kivin she'bekaddish tzrichim liot chavchet tevot, and since there need to be 28 words, and mystically speaking, there are all sorts of explanations why this section of Kaddish needs 28. The Hebrew of 28 is Kavchet Koach. So mystically speaking, often this is seen as a powerful paragraph that needs to maintain the 28. And since we add a word, Le'ela, doing that twice, we shift from Le'ela min kol berchata to Le'ela mikol berchata. So we do a grammatical contraction to allow a verbal insertion. And while this seems like a very technical arithmetic issue, it's quite possible that the claim here, Le'ela, Le'ela, is really a meaning that we want to bless God. Usually we say Le'ela beyond. And Le'ela means beyond and beyond, all blessing. And perhaps a suggestion here is that if we want to reach beyond in this time period, we don't have to figure out ways to add things into our lives. We can maintain our present koach. It's about re-emphasizing, recalibrating our priorities and finding ways within our current lives to make meaning and reach far beyond without having to search and seek to extend and overextend ourselves, but just find within the power that we already have more reach.